Evening is drawing in here in Twickenham. I'm on the High Street, and as I look, I suppose, would it be westwards towards where Heathrow is, where I'll be going later on, I can just see a splash of red in the sky just above the buildings as the sun sets. I'm outside Laverstoke Park Farm butcher shop, but at first glance, you wouldn't think it was a butcher shop. You would think it was a delicatessen. I can see Pym Hill Farm organic oats and wholemeal flour. I can see all sorts of olives from Olives et Al. I can see organic oat cakes. I can see Laverstoke Park Farm coffee fudge. Nothing to do with being a butcher's, of course. Now, there is a sign here which I find fascinating, considering this is a butcher shop in England on the High Street in Twickenham. Here you can buy, and it's on special offer today, free-range grass-fed buffalo sirloin. So you can buy buffalo meat. As I walk in, I pass a cheese counter, and I can see vanilla fudge brownies and mint chocolate brownies. Again, not exactly things you would expect to find in a butcher shop. Can I see some meat? Yes, I can. I can see some meat, but before we even get to the meat, I can see buffalo and peppercorn pies packed into a display unit. And above that, I can see organic and dry cured unsmoked back bacon from Laverstoke Park Farm. I can also see on display here from Laverstoke Park Farm as well, organic real ale and organic real lager. So not just your average butcher shop, really. At the back, and I'm walking along, I can see the butcher's block. I wonder if I'm allowed... I must be able to, because there are things on display to be bought. I can see meat hanging, drying by the looks of it, in a display area, a cooled display area. And I can see meat on a butcher's block that is being cut and prepared, and photographs all around. What a remarkable butcher shop this is. What else can I see? I can see sesame oils and organic extra virgin oils all stacked up. So this isn't so much a butcher shop. This is a shrine to food, is what this is. and I can see at the very back here, Laverstoke Park Farm ice creams, vanilla ice cream, blackcurrant ice cream. Is there anything that this farm doesn't produce itself, I wonder? Here's a man cutting up some meat. Can I just ask you what meat that is?
It's a rump.
A rump of beef?
Yes.
Oh, the thing that drew me in was the fact that you had buffalo steak.
That's down the bottom.
Ah, is that what it is?
How you guys doing? This is the beef. And you have rump of buffalo as well, and buffalo sirloin on special for buffalo rib.
All right. Now you're being recorded live. I should point out, just in case you say something you shouldn't, but the buffalo are on the farm, are they?
Yes.
Well, how many do you have?
A few. There's dairy section and meat section.
Oh, okay.
So some are used for buffalo mozzarella.
Buffalo, you make them.
Ice cream. Cheeses.
Buffalo ice cream. Ah, these are all buffalo ice creams. Oh my goodness, there's a buffalo on the on the lid. And it's a real buffalo. Just in case people are thinking we're talking bison here, it's a real buffalo.
Water buffalo.
Water buffalo. I'm going to have to get some water buffalo ice cream. I'm going to get blackcurrant water buffalo ice cream, just as a thing to take away. And the meat is prepared here in this food shrine on a block, and you can watch. It's theatre. It's pure theatre. It is wonderful. It is absolutely wonderful. Now, well, you can hear people talking food in the background. This is a real foodie shop, I sense. This is where you come in Twickenham to buy your really good food and have a chat about food with people who produce the food. I think it's really nice in this day and age. Really nice. Ah, I've found the right place to stand to buy my Laverstoke Park Farm buffalo milk ice cream with Jersey double cream and blackcurrant. It's free from artificial preservatives, free from artificial flavourings, and free from artificial colourings, and there's a water buffalo on the cover. I love it. I wonder if anybody can tell me who who painted the man. There's a little drawing of a man. I wonder if there's anybody who can... I was wondering, this gentleman might be able to tell me. I have a question for you.
Yes.
I'm recording something live. The drawing there, the painting of the man, who did that?
It's Jody Schechter's son, and he did that as drawing of his father. So the son, that was his interpretation of his father, and therefore then they adapted that as the company logo.
May I ask a silly question? Who is Jody Schechter and what is his connection with the shop?
Okay, Jody Schechter is a former Formula One racing driver. I think it was 1979 he was world champion. And basically he owns a farm in Loverstock Park Farm in Overton in Hampshire. And he turned that totally over to what he wanted to be an organic farm, producing all the food and everything else for the way that he wanted his concept to work, so that, you know, all the soil is biodynamic, organic produce, they have their own slaughterhouse on the farm, so they don't have to transport the animals, and it's his concept. So he's the person who owns the farm, and the farm supplies the shop with about 90% of what's sold in there.
And there are very few products you don't make. I mean, I'm holding an ice cream in my hand, but this is more a delicatessen than a butcher shop. It's like a theatre of food. It's fantastic.
It is. It's something that the manager has obviously wanted to do. They brought in, again, as far as possible, we have organic fruit and vegetables that we have from the farm at certain times of the year. It's limited because of the size of the walled garden. But we then do get... organic fruit and veg in from a UK supplier for it. So, nearly everything we can possibly do that is organic is organic. There are products, that end down there, that's non-organic in that corner there. So you can see from our meat all the way down to that glass partition, it is organic.
I love the fact that you have buffalo steaks as well. That's what caught my eye on the sign on the outside.
The buffalo is not organic, although the dairy herd is organic, but the meat herd isn't organic.
Okay.
As yet, it's something that will come in time.
Is there any particular benefit to buffalo meat over other beef?
Does
it different flavour?
It has a lower fat content, and therefore by having a lower fat content, it has a lower cholesterol content.
Okay.
Taste-wise, it's very, very similar to tasting beef. I did a blind tasting for the butchers here on one occasion, and two did fillet steak, and they tasted them. Two said it was beef, and one said it was buffalo. So it was hard to
tell the difference.
Tell the difference, yeah.
Because you would have thought a lesser fat content would have meant a lesser flavour as well, but that's clearly not the case.
No, it has got the flavour. Because the flavour is in the meat, but obviously a lot of our beef, does benefit from the fat into the marbling in the meat, which really does give flavour. But the buffalo is still a good flavour as well. And also, our buffalo burgers. We have the buffalo burgers, which are sold in Waitrose and other super big,
I'm almost tempted to be cheeky and say not a sign of horse meat in there.
Not at all.
You're smiling, thank you. So what's your name?
Steve.
Steve, thank you very much, Steve. I'm Roger. I'm now going to go and buy some more of your ice cream, I think.
Okay.
Thank you, Steve.
Did we get some spinach?
Yes.